Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to In the Know with Kat Bobineau. I have my extra special co-host that I adore, Dr. Tay, in the building.
And we hi, have everybody.
Yes, and we have a wonderful guest today, CSI Bill Montgomery. Welcome to In the Know.
Hey, welcome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, Bill, let's talk about a lot of the things you're doing. We've had an opportunity to discuss it over the last 2 weeks, but I want to introduce you to the audience. And I think the first thing we should start off with is why they call you CSI, Bill Montgomery.
Great. So actually the students came up with that name because when I was a teacher in Long Beach and Los Angeles, I used to always talk about use your common sense. And everything was common sense. And so one day they got together and said, Mr. Montgomery, you're always talking about common sense. So we got a nickname for you, CSI, Bill. I go, what's that stand for? It said common sense intelligence. I said, I'll take it. I've been that ever since. It's been about 3 years now.
Okay. And so you started off teaching, right? So how long were you a teacher?
I was a teacher for 4 years. And I started in Claremont Bonita, California. Then the Lord sent me to Long Beach. And I did that for a year. And then I did LA, the LA Unified School District, which is the second largest school district in the country. I did that for 2 years. And it was a lot of fun, good learning experience, and I learned a lot from those high school students.
And were there any particular subjects that you taught while there?
Yes, I was a transportation and technology teacher, and thank you for asking me that, because the old words is auto shop or shop teacher, and I was able to change that title when I went to L.A., actually, no, when I went to Long Beach, I changed the title myself with my business cards and things like that, and that really upped the level of respect. And so that's one of the things that I'm working on with my team of Hidden Pioneers is to change the wording and the image of no more auto shop classes, but transportation technology lab classes.
I love that because it actually encompasses more than what we usually think about when we just say auto or mechanic or something like that, right? People don't really dive in and understand what it really means to be in these positions, which is more as engineering. It's a lot of STEM across the board.
Yes, doctor. You know, and again, you know, we ought to call it how it is. And, you know, doctors and lawyers, I'm still looking for that person or people that change the word from janitor to custodian. So if you can help me out, I'd like to talk to them.
I think that was just, it's somebody who was just like you, who was like, I'm going to change this title. You're not going to call me a janitor anymore. I am a custodian. So it just takes change makers like you to change that narrative.
That's what I guess I'm called to do. I'm the chosen one. And, you know, thank you very much for this format to get the word out, because media, you have to tell people what you're doing. And so thank you again for inviting me, because this is a great platform, and I'll do all that I can to share this to get the word out so we can make change.
Awesome. So we talked about you being a teacher, but let's go back a little bit further and your education. So what was your education prior to being a teacher and prior to the Hidden Pioneers?
Well, I have a mobile electronics background. I worked installing car stereos for many years in the industry, like 15 years. Learned from actually a roommate. He worked there, and so he got me a job. So I started working there, and then at the same time I was going to school, Cypress College, for just general ed, and I worked my way up, and then I got into the industry, and I started consulting for some companies, putting sound systems, lights, neon lights, things like that into vehicles. And I actually, there was some trade shows, named SEMA, which is, they do it every year in Las Vegas. So I actually was kind of half building some vehicles and with electronics. So, and then this was before I started teaching. So I had all this experience. And then I had a person named Richard Nicholson, great, great guy, mentor. He says, hey, you know, I think you'd make a great school teacher in the classrooms. And, you know, I was kind of working with some high school students already anyways, and I'd go to all these car shows and stuff like that. So he kind of convinced me. I said, why not? I said, well, so we did the credential thing and got in there, and I started teaching, and I loved it. It was a great experience.
Okay, yeah. So that's amazing that you were able to make that transition. And now I know you do a lot with classic cars and working with the Hidden Pioneers. So let's start with the Hidden Pioneers. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, Hidden Pioneers is basically, the word hidden is, you know, kind of behind the scenes. Some people choose to be hidden. Some people, mentors, they don't necessarily want people to, they're kind of behind the scenes, so they're kind of hidden. And then the pioneers, those are the trailblazers, the people that make things happen, the people that, you know, discover things, someone that does, you know, R&D, research and development. And that name came about, you know, I was looking to come up with a name because I had I had International All Stars before, which was a marketing company, and right. I kind of took a break, you know, from that. But something just kept pulling me back in, and I started meeting all these wonderful people like Emily King, you know, Mad Mike, you know, all these basically Hidden Pioneers, but I didn't know what the name was. So then when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, that had a lot to do with the hidden part, because I'm actually doing a lot of the things that some of the hidden figures, you know, were doing, including my cousin. And then the Lord had me come up with pioneers as far as trailblazers making things happen. So I said, hey, that sounds like a good name, Hidden Pioneers. And it's been about 5 years when we came up with the name of Hidden Pioneers.
That's awesome. Yes, because there are quite a few people doing a lot when it comes to STEM that are very much hidden, and the audience or the people don't know. I mean, for example, Dr. Tay, she does a lot in neuroscience, and she does a lot giving back to the students out there, and not just in the DMV area, but all over, you know, just teaching about going to college, going to HBCUs, being a doctor in neuroscience, studying the brain, things like that. And, you know, she's even got a plastic statue made of her, which, you know, travels the world and people get to see her, plus all these other women in STEM, you know. And then the things that I do with the programs I do out here in the East Bay of California, my children's books, my science kits, you know, but getting that out there, getting our names out there, our vision out there, it's hard on your own. So you're created a program where we have a multitude of people working together to try and get that message out, right? And a lot of what you're doing is transportation, right?
Yes, transportation and technology, you know, they're together, and I can explain that. So I really like to break it down to very common, basic sense. And that's why CSI fits me, the common sense intelligence, because you don't have to be all these other titles and things like that. You just have to use your basic common sense. So I'm trying to teach people how to use a digital multimeter so they can check your volts and your amps and AC and DC. We're not really teaching that in our high schools and even some colleges. And this is one of the reasons why we're 5-6 years behind the other countries, because at 7-8 years old, you know, they know how to use a digital multimeter, you know, and, you know, they come over here and things are very simple. So we're working on sharing that information with the schools and our government to get this into our schools like right away. I mean, this is a must. There's electric vehicles now that are here. You know, how are you going to check, you know, the current and things like that with what you need a digital multimeter, you know? And so this is one of the things that I know we need. And I need a voice. I need more people like yourselves to let people know, the right people. It's time to do it. So and I'm very passionate about transportation and technology, but that's also, a lot of people don't necessarily know that that starts with your feet,
right?
You know, point A to point B. Okay, even before you grab your pocket computer, I call it a pocket computer. I don't call it a cell phone. But what's happening is that because we're not teaching people correctly how to use even a pocket computer, which, by the way, I wrote a curriculum for the schools how to use a pocket computer correctly. You know, I'll send that to you, Kat, and I'll send it to you, Doctor.
Please.
Yes, because that took me 8 months to write that. So, and that comes from the Lord. You know, I didn't write it, you know, on my own. He just said, "Hey, you need to do this." But the transportation, it's everything. It's you know, planes, trains, automobiles, walking, skateboards. One of the things that I use when the COVID, you know, came as, you know, I tell people, "Hey, how do you think COVID came here?" "I don't know." "Well, transportation, to the air, sea, you know, the land, you know." And so it's the basics of transportation, you know, sports, football, soccer. It's all movements from point A to point B. So these are the things that at least 75% of our country here in America doesn't really quite understand that. So, and I know Dr. shaking her head because it's very, very true. And I try and be humble about having this knowledge, you know, to teach and tell people and share the information. And that's what I'm called to do.
And I appreciate even the way you broke down transportation to go beyond, you know, a vehicle that you may use to get from point A to point B, to actually using that same terminology and understanding, you know, the virus. It's just a different means of teaching, which I know you have a background in teaching. You've probably seen different students, different audiences engaged. What's the best ways to really, you said earlier, you said using common sense or smaller terms, but when you say that to me, it's saying meeting people where they're at and not going above their head, so that way everybody can walk away learning something from what you said, right? That's what I took from that, right? And I appreciate that, because I think that's something that's a gift that's often lost, that within teaching, within improving things so that the next generation can take things a step further, especially when you think about technology and stuff, right? We're not trying to be at a standstill state, so that's very important. You also said, and this is gonna lead to my question, some of the things that you're exposing your students to, can you tell us a little bit about the careers that it may open their minds to, as far as the things that you're teaching about when it comes to automobiles, transportation, technology, and so on? Because that's another part of what Kat and I like to do, is make sure that people can also leave away from listening to this and say, "Hey, I've learned about careers I may not have ever known about before I listened to this podcast."
Sure, sure. So one of the things that, since I have a background in mobile electronics, I'd like to share with people how to put a stereo or into a vehicle. Lighting, change the batteries. These are the things that we're not teaching anymore because we've taken a lot of the shop classes out of the schools. And so, but I know that the name of shops are not coming back. Okay, it's like a rotary phone, not coming back. So that term that the Hidden Pioneers is really pushing is transportation and technology lab classes. Now you can work on drones, rockets, rovers, electric vehicles, boats. It's the same type of curriculum with working with your hands, and math is in there too, with everything, and this whole STEM thing, science, technology, engineering, math, it's really simple. We've made it very difficult, that word STEM, for example, the black and the brown, I'll just say it, that word STEM kind of scares most of them. They think it's for scientists, and they don't think they belong. So even the word STEM, you have to break it down to people because they're just kind of confused with it. They think it's for another agenda. And this is tough when you're not into the school. So it's hard to explain it unless you go into the schools and you ask the students. And that's what I've been able to do for 4 years in Long Beach, in Los Angeles. It's just a gift to be able to have that information so I can share it and break it down with people, no matter what grades, and also to doctors and engineers. But it's really the basics. So besides that, there's also a curriculum that we have using waterless technology. It's a car care product. And I met this couple, Becky and Robert, Hispanic couple. And Robert is like a chemist. Okay, so he mixes up these, these products to be able to, and he found a way to clean your car with this product without using water. You get a microfiber towel, okay, and then you spray his products on there, and then it's just amazing. So we have a 5-week program curriculum for that. We literally can show students how to clean a vehicle, and it'll take about an hour. And they can clean their own vehicle. They can clean their parents' vehicles. They can make money. They can start a business. As you know, these detailers, they're making six figures, But again, if you're not teaching that and showing that in the high schools and even colleges, so this is another program that can get, and that's STEM too, because now you're talking about not using water, so you're saving water. There's a big drought problem in different places. The bottles, you can recycle the bottles. It's bio-friendly, okay? You can be taught by using your hands and the microfiber, okay? That's also STEM, because you just can't use a T-shirt or anything. So it's all these different elements that you can teach people in school, because you have to give them the time, and they go and use it, and they can make a career out of it. Okay, there's also regular porters at a dealership, and what a porter does, he goes and gets a vehicle ready for the customer. He might have to wash it. He's going to have to check the tires, the air pressure, things like that. Porters at dealerships, again, anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000. And then there's your technicians, which every dealership is pretty much short right now, technicians, because we're not teaching it in our high schools. So it's a huge demand for a technician. A technician can work on an airplane, jet mechanics, You know, there's pilots. You know, there's race car drivers. I mean, there's so many things in the transportation and technology space that people just don't know about. So we're excited to bring that to the schools. Then, of course, there's NASA. So NASA has a program for 16 years old, okay? And a lot of people don't know that NASA has 10 centers across the U.S., and, you know, we're trying to get 3 to 4 humans up there. But, you know, there's so many jobs in these different ways. If you want to be a fireman, if you want to be a doctor like yourself, you want to be a lawyer, every center has these occupations. So, but a lot of people don't know that. They just think, you know, engineers and astronauts. They don't, I mean, they have cooks, you know, they have technicians, and all photographers. Oh, they have a lot of photographers. Okay. You've seen the, you know, the hub, you know, and the web. Okay. There's a whole bunch of people working on that are photographers, media people, and I could just go on and on, but I'm going to let you guys ask me some more questions.
No, I think that was a great point, though, that there's so many jobs included in, you know, one place, one agency, one sector of getting one job done. The example that I always use is making a chocolate candy bar, like a Hershey bar. There's so many different types of engineers that are needed. The person that puts the building together, the person that puts the machines together, the person that gets the food, the actual food items to go together, the person that tests it out, the person that does the wrapper, the labeling, whatever else, right? So many different moving parts included in something that we think of as so small, right? So I think that's a great point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even including NASA in that, you know, NASA, just to get an astronaut to the moon, it takes so many different people coming together to create that opportunity for 1 to 4 people to use jet propulsion and get out of the atmosphere, go to the moon. So, like, yeah, that's a great example using NASA to say all these jobs are available. And one of the key things is, there's a disconnect, like you said, when it comes to STEM, and especially adults, but also kids. And, you know, for my master's degree, I did research on the where we kind of lose students, right? Like kids in kindergarten, first grade, you ask them what they want to be, they might want to study dinosaurs underwater. And it's adults in their lives who's like, no, you can't do that. That doesn't exist. That's not a possibility. And it just kind of erodes away at the kids that I can't do that, right? And then by the time they're in high school, they're thinking I have to follow one path, one direction to get to where I want to be, where that's not the case. And so with you teaching high school, how can we, or anyone who might work with teenagers, feed back into them that their dreams are accessible? You know, and STEM isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's in everything that you do. So to be afraid, you can't be afraid if you're using that pocket computer because you're using STEM every day. So how do we feed into these teenagers to say, yes, you can still dream and you can go into STEM and we believe in you?
Well, that's a great segment into what I'm going to say. Okay. The biggest thing is you got to go to them. Okay, you got to go where they're at, right on the school campus. And we have a program for that. It's called Prime Motivation. And that's www.primemotivation.com. It's a 501c3. It's a high school tour. And what we do is we bring awareness to kids. We excite, we motivate them, and we bring business partners right on the campus. And we bring cool cars. Cool cars is a good hook, okay? A rocket, you know, NASA has these really cool miniature rockets that gets people excited. You got to bring it, you know, right on campus so everybody can see it. You got to have, you know, speakers. You got to have a DJ, music, you know, you got to liven it up. And it works. We've been doing it. And we want to do it nationwide. And we have a summit coming in February. This will be our 4th annual. That's February 23rd, 24th, 25th. It's going to be in California, but we Zoom it. We do things live so the other schools can look and see what's going on. But back to your point, we really need the administration to get involved and get the schools to connect together. Because one of the things that I want to do is I want to get to the Secretary of Transportation, okay, Pete Buttigieg, okay, and the Secretary of Education, I think it's Carlos something. They need to hear from me. I need to get into the room just like my cousin did, Katherine Johnson. She needed to go into the room to be able to calculate it. See, I'm that guy. You know, I have the information. In January, it'll be 20 years I've been going to the high schools. So I know what these kids want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like, how to get them involved. I just need to do it on a national level. And so I do need to get into the White House and get this. Because I know the Secretary of Transportation and the Secretary of Education, they're not communicating like they should. You know, they need people like us, Kat and Doctor, to we need to be in these meetings to tell them what's going on at the high school level. The high school level is the most important because that's the hardest. And we've kind of left them alone. So, and a lot of people, they don't want to go there because these high school students, they'll tell you how it is, whether you like it or not, you know, and they will. And you have to dress a certain way. You have to talk a certain way. Otherwise they'll talk about you, you know? So, and I like it. I mean, it's kind of meant for me because I can connect with them. I like it. I have the information. And I got my start. That's where I found myself in the high schools. I just never forgot that. You know, I had some good mentors, and you know, I just never stopped, and I never left them. So I want to be able to do more. I want to connect up with you guys, like-minded people. Collaboration is the key. It's the word. A lot of people don't know what collaboration means. There's so many words that we have now. Consider buzzwords to a lot of people, you know, because they don't understand what that means. So let me break it down to you and tell you how I say collaboration to people, our people, black and brown people. I say, look, you know, your collaboration. I said, it's like potluck. Okay. You get it. You know, you come to that step, but this is the difference nowadays. Okay. Because we've spoiled pretty much our country. Okay. So now when you create something, you put on a bench or something like that, and then people come. Well, if you don't tell people, they want to come. First of all, they want to be paid to just come there. Then they want to eat the food. Then they want to leave without cleaning up. So, but we've done that to people, right? So you got to explain. Hey, look, okay, you're gonna bring this. Bring some forks. Bring some straws. Okay, bring something. And then you eat together, but then, okay, someone's got to clean up. You know, you can't leave until you clean up. Well, if you don't explain that to people, especially now, people are coming out. They don't know what collaboration or potluck means. So it's the same thing. Just bring something to the table. Everybody can share. And so that's how I explain collaboration. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I do want to take a moment to appreciate those who are joining us live. Aurice, Yolanda, I see you guys in the comments. Thank you for joining us. And I did pull up your website, I believe, Prime Motivation. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, let's look at the
Prime Motivation.
Yes.
That's the website. Right?
You. That's exactly. Now, if you want to go to, you know, you can click on the buttons to the right. You know, we have some things on there. I think it says about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got the about us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Tech.
Yeah, about us is fine. It kind of explains, you know, about us, why we do what we do.
We got talking about the disconnected youth, out of work youth, out of school youth. We have the gallery.
Mm-hmm. There's a photo gallery that kind of shows what we do when we go there. Like I said, we you know, we have people, we have workshops that we've done. We have after school that we work with the kids. We basically, when we go there, once we find out what they like, then we help guide them and we stick with them. We don't leave. We're like many celebrities, but we don't. When we go there, we don't necessarily leave them. We give them our contact information and they can connect up with us, you know, right, as much as they want.
I think the best part in seeing that in your pictures on your website is the hands-on capability, to be able to touch, feel, actually do stuff with these things in your hands, see it happen, hear if you're making a mistake or hear is something, you know, go in a place that is supposed to go, or even just hearing the instruction. Like, you're tapping into all of the senses. And I always talk about how imperative that is with learning and with being able to do these things later on. If you only get in connection with one of my senses, I have four chances of forgetting that, right? But if you get in connection with at least multiple out of my five senses, then I have more of a chance to remember this once you're no longer teaching me, we're no longer in the same room and I'm off doing something else, whether it's my career or earlier you mentioned some things that really we just need to know how to do in order to survive, right? Like changing the battery, changing the tire. It saddens me that sometimes there's a lot of people that don't know these things, especially like the newer generations. We have evolved to relying on calling a number and paying for a service, where sometimes you can literally just do it yourself. And I was raised to do it myself. So I kind of understand, you know, and I may be some of the last of the dying breed of doing it yourselfers.
No, we don't want that. We want more of you.
We don't want that, but I completely understand that thought process that you were saying when you came to that. And I appreciate how many different ways you're teaching that and allowing the students to really be fully on and invested in the learning process.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you for, you know, putting it down and understanding, you know, because a lot of people, they don't understand even when you explain it. So I like, and again, Kat is great, because I met Kat because of Yvonne, an astronaut, and, you know, she got it. We talked, you know, 45 minutes, and she was like, hey, I got someone that would be great for you. You need it. And that's how it happened. Okay. So connecting the dots is very, very key, you know, and communication, being able to, you know, again, pick up the phone, call someone. I'm not crazy about text, all this artificial stuff. I'm old school and new school. I mean, I can do it all, you know, but I try not to rely on the tech stuff. And someone says, hey, I always say, man, if you can't do a simple email, pick up the phone and call me, you know, that's what we need to teach, because we're that communication even needs to be taught, how to communicate. And as Hidden Pioneers in Prime Motivation, we have expert people that we bring that into the schools as well, you know, and then the hands-on, but how you communicate, how you talk, what you say. So let's go back to STEM now. So a lot of people, they don't necessarily know how STEM, you know, got into the school system. Well, really, President Obama signed, you know, the bill to bring the funding to the schools, okay? And a lot of people, they don't know that. So I think you have to know kind of where it came from and who to really understand. And for example, so now what happened is one of the reasons why STEM is slow to because it's been, I don't know how many years, maybe 14, and still today, that it's not really in the schools, like math and English and things like that. And again, the black and the brown communities, they think it's a higher level, you know, like Harvard or Yale or something like that. So when Obama brought it in, his intentions, I know, were to get it, move it as fast as possible to get it into the black and brown community. But the presidents come in there, something happens, they get sidebarred. It says Trump comes in, he wants to do the border and the security. So the STEM just kind of stays idle. It doesn't move as quickly. See, a lot of people don't understand that. So there needs to be more people that this is what they do specifically. And that's what's missing with the Secretary of Education and the Secretary of Transportation. They don't understand this. So we have to let them know, but it's not easy to get to them, you know. But with this format, it opens the doors up because we might be able to, they might be looking at it, see. So I'm always open to get the information to the top, you know, President Biden, our president. Okay, I like to say our president because that's what it is. So I try and follow suit and follow the protocol. But he says that we're number 9 at manufacturing, okay, and he wants to be number 1, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, I talk to people. Hey, did you? Half the people don't even want to listen to him, because I'm like, well, you have to listen to know how to make change. I can't be the only one. So I talked to so many politicians out there, and they don't even know what the direction that the president is saying, and that's a problem. So, you know, I just try and be a good servant and try and connect up with the people. I don't forget about the youth, but I definitely try and connect up with the top people to make sure they understand, so we can move this thing. There's a lot of funding for STEM, but people don't understand it. But some people that know how to write the grants and get the money, they don't have the people like us that can execute it. So now you're right back at square one. So these are the things that, you know, someone like me has to talk about what some of the issues are. You know, these are real true issues. And I would love to take people to some of the schools so they can see what's going on. And I'm not going to take them to all the troubled schools. I'm going to take them to the good, the bad, the ugly, the best. But even the best isn't right the way they think it is. You see what I mean? So we have some things that we need to do. And I think with people like, you know, us on this call, sharing the information, the passion behind it, we'll get there. I really believe that we can change the culture and the image of transportation and technology, which to me is everything that we do.
Yeah, I will say, like, a few months ago, I had the pleasure of being on a few White House roundtable calls that they had in STEM, where they were talking to people all over the nation on how the White House can do better when it comes to STEM. Now, a lot of people had a lot of things to say. Hopefully they heard it, but where it boils down to, and this is opinion only, is money, right? And where these low-income schools are not getting the trickle-down of the money from the government, henceforth, they're not getting the educational, you know, knowledge or even opportunities that some of the richer students are getting and richer kids are getting. And like, even I talked to one school, and this high schooler is like, yeah, I want to do more, but I have to work in order to help support the family, because the Bay Area is one of the most expensive places to live in currently, you know. And it's kind of hard to do more. Like, I know I want to do more, but getting the White House and some of these higher ups to see places like Oakland, right? Because if you type in Oakland, you're going to see all the robberies, the people getting their broken windows, the stores that are leaving. You know, it's hard pressed to see anything positive happening in Oakland. So I'm always open to suggestions, or how do we get these politicians and the White House to see what we're trying to do, that we're trying to do in cities like Oakland?
Yeah, you know, I know that it's persistence, you know, it's communication, it's staying at it, and we have to connect the dots, and we have to stay in touch even after this call, you know, as things come, because, you know, we don't know everything, we can't, but being aware of things, especially when the president, you know, speaks, or for example, NASA, okay? NASA, as you know, every time they launch a rocket, I don't care, even if it's unmanned, okay, the schools have time to watch that launch. It because it's taxpayers' dollars. If the parents knew that they were paying for NASA, they would make sure, they would be telling the schools, you better make sure my kid gets that NASA information, but they don't know. So the parents don't know. So, I'd love to get some social media influencers. If you're out there listening and you have a way to get those numbers, because like you said, that it's all about the numbers. If we had the Black Lives Matters, okay, I tried to reach out to them, turn that into something else. Let me be a voice for all the numbers that you have. You see, that'll get the White House's attention. You see what I'm saying? So, it's knowing what you need to do and having the patience, but the persistence, okay? And then there's productivity, okay? Then there's politics, but the people are the key to getting to the top. It's always the people. People make the products, the people make other people, the people do the words. So I'm very focused on getting, to the top without leaving the bottom, to get the information to the bottom. And that's what the Hidden Pioneers is about.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. I think it's definitely a good platform and a good, what we're trying to do is in getting to the people, it's definitely an uphill battle because I've been doing that uphill battle for like the good portion of a decade now, just here in Oakland, and I've had people in other areas are like, I see what you're doing. Fly to New York. Fly here. Come do it here. But here in California, here in Oakland, in the Bay, it's like pulling teeth. I'm not stopping. I'm not going to give up because this is my home city. It's where I was born and raised. But it's definitely, definitely difficult dealing with the people here and trying to get other organizations and institutions to come here. So I'm all for it. I know what you're doing down in L.A. I hope that stuff trickles up north to the East Bay so we can get some of that to our students too.
It's exciting times right now, okay? And now, Doctor, where are you from? What city?
So I'm in the DMV.
Okay. And where is that, Virginia?
So I'm in D.C. area.
Okay, D.C. Okay, yeah. Hey, so she's in D.C., which is, that's where someone said D.C., you think White House, okay? And we actually have a Hidden Pioneer, Jeremiah, mm-hmm. him and his mom, they're leaving tomorrow, Thursday morning. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow to go to the White House because Kamala Harris invited them to decorate the Christmas trees and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he's our youngest Hidden Pioneer. So she's going to explain what the Hidden Pioneers are if she gets a chance and things like that. So I'm excited about that because, people like, Kamala Harris and, Karen Bass. I'm not sure if you heard the name Karen Bass. She's doing a lot of stuff here in L.A. with the homeless and things like that. Listen, I have a solution for the homeless people with this waterless technology, okay? Because once you get them in the houses, then what? Someone's got to show them how to work. Well, I can teach the homeless people just like I can teach other people, you see what I mean? But they just don't know that I have this information. You see what I mean? So I'm excited. I know they're going to sooner or later, they're going to find out. I just have to be patient and persistent at the same time and get the word out. Again, I'm going to thank you guys for, allowing the voice because that's very important. We don't take advantage of platforms like this, which we do. Especially when I say we, our own people, color people, we don't understand potluck. That's why I changed the name potluck, okay? Because they might understand that. Because you say collaboration, if you say STEM, they're like, Mr. Montgomery, STEM, that's not for me. That's for the white people. What do you mean? But I can't get mad at them because this is what they think, right? So that patience, knowing who we are, where we need to go, and I'm just going to say it's a blessing that you lovely ladies have the same passion and knowledge and persistence, to do something, for our people and our country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And let me shout out Yolanda. She's in the chat saying, exactly, Kat, and wishing you were here in Omaha because she's in Nebraska. They're very philanthropic in Omaha, apparently. So, you know, hey, if anybody from Omaha can want to fly me out, not in the winter, not when it's snowing, but if anybody in Omaha want me to come out there, they can fly me out to Omaha. I'll do it there. I'm willing to do it anywhere, you know. But
now, do we want to take a question? I think someone's got their hands up. Is that? Do we want to take a question for somebody? Someone's got.
No, it's a thumbs up.
Yeah, that's
it was a thumbs up.
Oh, okay.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just I see this now. Who's the? Okay, it's exactly Kat, Yolanda. Is anybody else on?
Looks like there's about six people watching right now. I don't know who they have options to put names and questions in the chat.
All right. Well, everybody out there listening, I just want to say, you know, STEM is for everyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just stay focused on the basics. Okay. Just know that transportation is movement point A to point B. Okay. You don't have to start at X, Y, Z. I know that's where everybody wants to bring you, but know the basics first, okay? Learn AC and DC, and AC is alternating current, and DC is direct current. I have a female in my class. We were talking, and she goes, Mr. Montgomery, she goes, you know, I'm so glad that you showed me about AC DC because I didn't want to plug the iron into the wall socket because I thought I could get electrocuted. You know? And so when you hear things like that and you show someone, I mean that's changing. I mean that's very humbling to be able to. And there's many stories, you know. But a lot of people are afraid to ask.
Right.
They don't want to ask, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have to be the stewards to make people feel comfortable. When I go into the schools, I don't wear a shirt and tie. You know, I wear a casual shirt. Like everybody else, in jeans and gym shoes, so that they're comfortable coming up. Because otherwise, they think you're like a principal or a dean or something. They ain't trying to talk to you. So, these are the things that you find out when you go to the schools. Now, the suits and you know Washington, they don't necessarily understand that, you know. But they need to come down and really see what's going on, so that we can help close the gap. And even colleges, you know, the community colleges out there, okay? They don't, back to your point, Kat, as far as the money, well, the big four-year colleges have the money to do the marketing and flood the schools. The community colleges don't necessarily have a chance. And I know in California, you can go to a community college for a couple of years for no cost, okay? Right. That information doesn't even get in there. Because the four-year schools come in there, sit with the counselors and stuff like that, bring their banners in there, and it just pains me to see that. Because and then all the pressure. What school are you going to? If you say, well, I'm going to, you know, RCC Community College, I'm going to Cal State. You know what I mean? It's that peer pressure, and then of course the schools. You know, if they're not backing it up and they're going where the money's at, this is where some of the problems. Now, I'm speaking of you know, California, you know, but I'm sure it's similar to other, you know, cities as well.
Right. So I do want to bring some positivity into this because I have seen a new wave in this newer generation of future college students, future trade school students, future going straight to work students, or trainees and employees. And what I'm seeing now is taking ownership over and responsibility over finding the information, right? Like there is a newer generation that is asking the questions that I wish I would have asked. And they're seeing the people before they're even at the age or the grade level to step into that new phase or transition into going to school, going into the job market or whatever else. And I think that's amazing. And I think this is a full circle moment. The things that I'm seeing, although still incremental, it's incremental progress, right? But at least I'm seeing some light at the end of this tunnel.
Yes.
And it all comes from a lot of the things that we've been talking about over this past 50 minutes. Mentorship, exposure, accessibility to the resources, you know, just having the bravery or the courage from and looking at pioneers from before and sharing their stories, and making them no longer hidden pioneers, but pioneers that we know the stories of, right? Because a lot of times in that story, there's something that resonates with me or another individual that motivates us to keep going. So having those things highlighted is really creating a new generation of, you know, the people who are going to thrive in a community that we often, like, you know, shied away from or weren't courageous enough to get out there and put ourselves in the best light or the best situations or get the answers to the questions that we had to move forward and get where we needed to go. So although I get it, there's a lot of things that are that still needs to be done. I am thankful and I appreciate the progress from those before us and even yourself, Mr. Montgomery, for, you know, getting us moving forward where we can. So people like Kat and I can keep it going in the ways that we can, whether it's Kat publishing her books and doing festivals for STEM and whatever the things that I do, but being able to move these efforts forward in those ways and exposing more and motivating more students and individuals to get those goals accomplished.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you again, Doctor, for you know, that information, that's that positive reinforcement. And everybody can go to, you know, we have the Instagram, everything's Hidden Pioneers. We have a Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm. We really look up to NASA. So NASA.gov. Okay. If it's the one site I want the viewers to go to is www.nasa.gov. They have something for everyone there. Their social media, and they've spent millions of dollars, especially over the last year. It's phenomenal. I mean, you can find out the weather. They have games on there, music. It's just so many things on that site. So I recommend people go there. Parents, teachers, they have lesson plans. You know, and NASA TV. They have their own TV channel that is. And they've upgraded too. I mean, a couple of years ago, it was kind of sketchy. And now you turn that thing on, it's like watching Channel 5, Channel 7. I'm serious. They've spent a lot of, and it's taxpayers' dollars again.
Yeah.
So why not go there and get that information, get that knowledge?
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And I'm going to shout out Sharon Maxwell says, we're here. So thank you for joining us. And as we get to our hour, is there any last thing that you would like to say to the audience, Bill?
Yes, I'd like to say that, you know, make sure that the Artemis mission is now. In the 60s, it was the Apollo, okay? And the Artemis is the twin sister to Apollo, okay? Hence, that's why we're bringing a female back up to the moon. Now, there's three phases of the Artemis mission. We've already done the first one, and it was a success. In fact, it was such a big success that NASA was even surprised because anything can go wrong. But that was the largest rocket that we built in the U.S. soil, bigger than any other country, you know, and it was a success. Okay, now it's the SLS, and now coming up, we're going to be bringing the four humans, and Danny Glover, African-American, is one of them, and Fino. We're going up there with this huge rocket, okay? It's going to be very risky, okay? But we got great expertise, and NASA does a lot of R&D with, you know, all the people that we have. So, you know, watch that. Follow the Artemis mission, okay? Because that is going to pave the way. You know, we're gonna circle the moon quite a few times, and we're gonna do some research up there. We're gonna come back, and then the Artemis 3. That's when we're gonna bring the humans up there with the female, and we're gonna land on the moon. Okay, and that there's two the rovers, for example. Okay, and now the rover up there is the Curiosity. Okay. That's the rover that's on the Mars. And the drone that comes out of the belly, okay, that's the Ingenuity. Now, those names, a lot of people don't know, they came from high school students around the country. NASA does a good job of sending out the information, but a lot of people, they don't grab it, so to say. And this is where the black and the brown can come around. NASA is for you. and there's a lot of jobs that have African Americans and Latinos in these jobs. So don't feel like it's not for you. So I'm just going to say that because I know that's a big misconception of they don't have that knowledge.
Right. And
my cousin Catherine Johnson, she helped break down a lot of those barriers. Mm-hmm. And I'm the chosen one to kind of help that legacy and help our people, because we're not living in those same times as she was. So we should take full advantage of that and move forward and be positive and get those jobs and learn about STEM and be happier after. How's that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're not happy, find a way to get into the room to make the change. Thank you so much.
I like you, doctor. And we're going to stay in touch because you are definitely a hidden pioneer. Well, an open pioneer.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Bill, for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Tay, for changing the time and joining us a little bit earlier. Everything you got going on your plate, I know it's a lot. I appreciate you both for taking the time out today to talk about STEM and talk about the journeys and things like that. And to the audience, you know, make sure you guys check out CSI Bill Montgomery. You can easily Google him and find all kinds of things about him. And, you know, it's the holiday season. It's Christmas time. Where would I be if I didn't say you should get Carter Kennedy books as a gift for your children or children in your life? And anyone, if you follow me on social media, if you go to my Instagram or my Facebook, you find a post on the Melanin Minds Science Kits. I have a new kit that drops on Friday, December 1st. But if you like, share, and comment on the post, you'll be in the drawing for a free science kit to be sent to you. It is a medical science kit designed for students who are about 5 to 8. But anyone loves it. My son is 3, and he's always in the kit trying to get more and take my stuff out, which is mine. But he doesn't believe that I can go without him. So, you know, it is what it is as being a parent. So make sure you do that. These are what the science kit, the cover looks like. And thank you, and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. And if you're listening to this later as a podcast, you still have time to join in and ask questions as we do this live Wednesday, usually around 6 p.m., but time can change, so always keep a lookout on that.
6 p.m. PT.
Yeah.
Specific time,
It's been a blessing. Yeah, Godspeed. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.